Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Lee, actor Rob Reiner, just the latest to say democracy is being taken away from us, quote unquote. We only have about a year left. We have to stop the out of control dictator Trump.
Well, I would refer to him as Meathead, but I'm not so sure too many people remember that from All in the Family. That's what his father-in-law always called him.
Yeah, he is a meathead. Meanwhile, the governor Pritzker, seeing Trump administration trying to make Chicago a war zone. These people act like ICE, or, you know, before that they were called the INS, has never been there.
Right.
And this is new. Nobody's ever enforced immigration law before. Yeah. If you notice, a lot of the violent protesters, they're very young. They don't remember. My first job was for Shellco. I got it through like one of those placement agencies out of college. I just needed a job. It was for Shellco, a big industrial scale commercial builder in Charlotte. And I remember the INS would show up. The illegals would, even then, there were some on the site, still mostly Americans working the site, but the illegals that were there, they would go running across the highway, and sometimes they'd get hit by cars running from the INS.
Yeah.
My point is, they were running from the INS.
Yeah.
It was called the INS then. Now it's ICE and Border Patrol. This idea that Trump's doing radical fascist things. What is he doing? Well, he's rounding up not just illegal immigrants, but the most violent ones, over 1,000 of them, from the Chicago area alone. Lee, this is amazing. I can't emphasize this enough. These 1,000 are not just regular guys going to work at the Home Depot or something looking to be picked up. These are violent. Their records are unbelievable. Murder, rape, methamphetamine trafficking, weapons trafficking, drug trafficking, fentanyl trafficking. I mean, like on and on and on and on. Assault. They're out. They're walking around. J.B. Pritzker, the head of that state, is pretending, and there's so much pretend here, that this is just, you know, this is just, he's just going after brown and black people. Well, when he's doing what? Oh, taking back that apartment complex Trende Aragua took over? Oh, well, that sounds like a little more than that. And Prince Chris says, no, that's just PR. They're just making it up. It's not really happening. Which is incredible. Take a listen to J.D. Pritzker talking about Trende Aragua and how the FBI Border Patrol went in and took the apartment complex back when they did. You and I know this because the UK Daily Mail has covered it in Aurora and they've covered it in El Paso. What you find inside the apartment complex is always the same thing. Girls, not women, girls, they're selling for sex. Boys, they're selling for sex. Boys who were kidnapped that they then used as enforcers. You've seen this in New York, that gang in Central Park, Trende Aragua gang, led, its leader was 11. And he'd put a gun to your belly. And he did. And so, you know, the Democrats act like, oh, they're children. You shouldn't raid that apartment complex.
They're just picking up people who are brown and black and then checking their credentials. Are you a U.S. citizen? I don't know about you, but I don't carry around papers that say I'm a U.S. citizen. So you can imagine people are getting detained. They're getting arrested. U.S. citizens. And they did this, of course, when they raided a building in the middle of the night in South Shore. 130 people that were emptied out of this building. They were going after a few gang members. And instead, they broke windows, they broke down doors, they ransacked the place, and there were people that were held, I mean, elderly people and children zip-tied, elderly people held for 3 hours at a time. They are the ones that are making it a war zone. They need to get out of Chicago if they're
okay,
not
what was that, Lee? That was a Trende Aragua conquered apartment complex. Is why
was,
they went
it was
in.
Occupied.
It was occupied, it was violently taken from, just as in Aurora and in El Paso, violently taken from the owner who was told, you can't come back on your own property. They flipped them. UK Daily Mail has noted this, and they sell women and children for sex and drugs out of these complexes. So, oh, leave the children alone. Why? So Trende Aragua can put them back on the market? Democrats know this, Lee. They know. They know what's going on. But they act like, oh, children in zip ties. Oh, no, why would you do that? Because, okay, remember when we documented, UK Daily Mail covered the El Paso raid, and actually interviewed people who were heartbroken to see what was going on inside the prostitution ring in there, because they're pulling all these kids out. They're sitting on the curbs. That's who was in there. So, yes, there were kids. The Democrats are like, oh, if there's kids, we don't go in. No, if they're kids, we double go in because they're selling them. They're using them as enforcers because they know they're underage and they can't be charged. Listen to CNN do this.
I know that Trende Aragua and gangs and whatever, it's a catch-all to treat people however you want, to go in there and shred the Constitution or whatever else it is that you want to do. What I'm asking you is this. Do you think that children should have been zip-tied and pulled out of an apartment complex and traumatized like that? Yes or no?
I don't think children should be put in harm's way by transnational gangs.
Just answer the question. Yes or no? Do you think that children?
I don't accept the premise of your question.
I'm asking
the
you
government's not
whether
putting
or not
children in harm's way. Trende Aragua.
Real calm now. Real calm. Like
they're the ones putting children in harm's way.
Gentlemen to gentlemen, we have a responsibility for the way we treat people with the power that we have here in America, and we have a standard that we should treat human life with. And I'm asking you, very clearly, concisely, should children be treated that way? Does Scott Jennings like that?
I don't accept the premise of your question.
All right, cool.
I don't believe that the premise of your question is accurate. I would ask you back, should children be allowed to live in an apartment building with Trende Aragua? Should the entire community of Chicago have to live with Trende Aragua because they hide behind these children?
But here's the thing.
That's my question.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Look up UK Daily Mail, Trende Aragua, El Paso, Trende Aragua, Aurora, and you'll see every time they go in, they do the raids, out come the kids. That's where the 300,000 went. Democrats know it, and that's why that is why they're doing this level of emphasis on just one raid, because they know we found the kids. By the way, they recovered in Midway Blitz not just 1,000 illegal immigrants, Lee, with criminal records, more than 1,000 children, too. So this is just in Illinois. So we found 1,000 of the 300,000 the Dems trafficked in and lost. Remember what they were doing, too. They were working with the gangs. You're a gangster. You show up every week to pick up your child. A lot of children you have. Remember the whistleblowers from Health and Human Services who were Democrats who were like, these gangsters are picking up children. They are not theirs. They are not vetted. They're not background checked. They get a new one every week. That's where they went. Democrats know what's going on. Yeah. They know. And that's why they're getting ahead of these children coming out of this Trinidad Aragua facility, because they let this happen. And I think what I think it is, I think you're seeing a merger of the Democrat Party and these gangs. But I also think that the Democrats let them sell the kids, let them sell the fentanyl, let them sell the methamphetamine to keep them happy so they'll keep bringing the voters across these established human trafficking networks. We got to break the back of this cartel Democrat nexus. We got to, or we're going to lose this country.
Well, Democrats are willing to do anything and everything to defeat Trump, period. Yeah. That's what the goal is.
Yeah.
And it's going to be interesting to see how Democrats react to what is going on in this country from a legal, from a law enforcement standpoint. You are setting up Democrats to have to defend lawlessness at every level, whether it's on the border, whether it is illegal drug activity, whether it is the trafficking of women and children. You're setting up Democrats in support of illegal activity. That's what they're going to have to defend.
And have you noticed there's always an excuse? Well, they were breaking the law, but we have to let them have the children. Trinidad Aragua?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just children. Don't zip tie them. We don't know who's an enforcer at age 11, like the gangs that run in New York, where Trinidad Aragua is known to use these young boys as enforcers. They kidnap them and they bring them back. They bring them up here to America. We don't know who's who. We don't know who's just a child sex slave. We got to sort them out. Democrats don't want them sorted.
No.
Because they're evil. That's why. What's going on here is evil. But you know what was really good? I love how all the Democrats lied about, oh, no, we didn't hold back in Chicago. We didn't hold back the police. Not us. No, that's not true. And then we got the audio and the internal report. Yeah. They can't dispute it. So they first lied and then got busted. They're holding back the police. And here's what I want to know. If this is the new MO, what, ICE agent gets shot, does he get an ambulance in a blue city? Or no, now sanctuary city policies, you bleed out if you're ICE? Is that where we are? You know, I did this Friday and I was like, no, we can't be there. And then by Monday we were there. I mean, this may be where we are.
Yeah.
And Lee, it's so bad that the national police unions are condemning Chicago.
Yeah.
Saying, wait, no. We don't let any other officer get surrounded by, 10 people rammed their vehicles, surrounded them, and you're just going to leave them there?
What's going to happen if you try that with a local county sheriff's office or city police office?
Oh, it's not going to go well.
No.
Not here in a red area either.
No.
They will not. We don't put up with that. That's why it doesn't happen here.
No.
It happens there because they put up with it. They're trying to get these, bottom line it, they're trying to get these agents killed. And I'm not the only one saying that. Kristi Noem said that this weekend. They know these cartels have bounties on these agents. That's why they call off the police. We cannot live like this, okay? There are areas of Mexico like this we've exhaustively documented on this show where they're so bold they just kill political candidates who refuse to get on their payroll. We will end up there if Trump doesn't do this. If we don't rip out these networks, and he is, and that's why they're panicking. Take their children back. No more selling the sex slaves. No more selling the meth. Rip the cartel networks out. And people, they are freaking because Trump's got the military on the border. Don't forget that. They can't get replacements back in the country. Not easily. These networks get ripped out. It'll take the Democrats and the cartels, but then I repeat myself, years to rebuild them. Because this is war. Trump's winning.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.